on 666 ABC Canberra. This is Drive with Adam Shirley.
There is a very valid and real fear among Indigenous elders and linguistic experts that the languages spoken by First Australians could be and have been lost. What better way then to get them into the next generation for all of us to appreciate than through an app? Aboriginal linguistics experts Lizzie Markili-Ellis and Inga Kral have teamed up with some game developers to create an app in the Nunyatjara language. Lizzie, Inga, good afternoon. Congratulations. Well done on your efforts.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Adam.
Lizzie, for you personally, how imperative is this project?
It's very important to make sure that our young people continue to speak our languages because all languages are important.
How, in your experience, has those languages been passed on successfully? Is there a risk that some of them are starting to die out?
There's a risk when certain cultural practices aren't performed anymore. So that's where the words aren't in everyday use and therefore they get lost. So we're hoping with this new game app that we're working on, we bring some of the old words back into circulation. So just bringing back certain words, because you hear a lot of the young children, they tend to use English words instead of the Aboriginal word, the Ngānatāra word.
How much of a problem is that when Nunyatjara words have a specific meaning? They can only describe certain things which perhaps English words can't get the full context or translation for.
Yes, like in every other language, you have the words that have more than one meaning, semantics and all of that, and it's similar, yeah.
So how did this concept of an app to pass on some of this language first come about, Lizzie?
It came about through Inga, my colleague Inga Kral, organised a workshop with some educators in Alice Springs.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things going on in the Indigenous language world, and there's a research unit for Indigenous language at the University of Melbourne, and they started an initiative where we brought a whole lot of educators, linguists, Aboriginal language speakers, community members together in Alice Springs to look at what was available in Aboriginal languages. And so people have done various things. There's lots of language recording sort of things that are going on.
And IATSIS has a big record of those sorts of things
and
is constantly doing work on this sort of thing.
Indeed they do. So the digital world has really ushered in this new environment. And so there's a bird app that's been created in languages. And then we started at ANU where we were talking about this and wanting to develop something, because it has been really obvious to us for a long time that kids in remote communities have all got mobile phones, they're playing games, but all of those games are in English. So they're really savvy with mobile phones, with devices, with game playing, but everything in English. So we teamed up with a group under an initiative called the Tech Launcher Initiative through the ANU Research School of Computer Science to develop a game which was really about fun, not didactic, not language teaching, but so that language speakers themselves had a game to play that was all in language.
In that regard, the selection of this technology is obvious, Inga Kral, but how important is it to stay really cognizant and aware of Indigenous cultural practices to make sure the context is held and it doesn't become too trivial?
That's a great question. And I think, Lizzie, we've really worked out with the game is to make the game not just about language but about a lot of the cultural elements so that it's really particular to the culture and the environment and the fauna, the flora. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yes, that's when we were thinking about a game. My idea was to have the setting be set out in the landscapes that we see in our communities. So the creeklands, the woodlands, the sand dunes, the salt lakes, and the hill country. So, and the Spinifex plain, so, and Mulga scrub. So you've got all those landscapes. Then within those landscapes, you've got certain flora and fauna that that are peculiar to those areas. So you so there's levels in the game where the habitat and the fauna is in the game. So the children are learning the words for the habitats and the words for the animals, and a lot of the animals have been extinct. Already. They're not in our areas anymore.
Mm.
But here you have lots of possums, whereas we used to have possums in the desert, but we don't have them anymore because of the feral animals. So we have all those animals, and so we're using the words so the children will be able to say the words of these animals, which they haven't seen.
The way you describe it, Lizzie, this goes beyond mere identifiers and simple words. It sounds like you're describing a really complex ecosystem and Indigenous understanding within this app.
Yes. Mm. So we're bringing our knowledge of our land into this new world, this digital app world.
Which is potentially a massive challenge, but it sounds like, Lizzie and Inga, you've managed to pull it off with a lot of goodwill and willingness to understand some incredible ancient knowledge as much as language.
Well, let me just say, we haven't pulled it off. We're in process, but more than that, we're working with a team of really stunning computer science students, young students who are doing it as a tech launcher initiative. So they're learning the coding that goes with developing the game as we go along. Then we've got an art school student who's doing all the graphics. So we're giving him the images that are particular to the desert environment, and he's building on that. So he's creating a sort of cartoon-like set of images that fit the game format, but using what is actually really true sources. And so this combination and support from the Australian Research Council, a Centre of Excellence for the Dynamics of Language as well, who's supporting the whole project, we've kind of pulled together this great team of people who are all working on this together, plus the school kids.
Yes.
Tell me about that, Lizzie McKinney.
The school kids, when we went back to do field work in June, we Rick had a session with some of the students at Warrakoona School, and because the school were very interested in being part of this project, and they're going to be piloting the game.
Fabulous.
Is that the correct word?
Yeah. But that presumably will give you a good idea, Lizzie, as to whether they are taking on the knowledge of the words and the context in which you're presenting it.
And they can tell us whether they you know, find that the game is good, fun.
I guess you want them to keep picking it up, so fun is an important aspect of this.
So they'll be part of developing this game app as well.
Just on the excitement perhaps for other languages and just how many people this could reach, what is the potential?
Well, we're hoping the potential would be big. We're going through the development stage now, and it's a game that will be downloadable onto Android. And so it'll be open source, available through, we hope, Google Play. And it'll be something which then is a template, an open template, that other Indigenous languages in Australia, but maybe even overseas, can then take hold of. So initially just the desert communities, because they can use the same graphics, and then they just lay their language on top of that, but essentially the images are the same. But we're hoping that the concept will take off, that game playing is sort of saying, as you say, ancient languages can transfer into this modern environment. It's not something that's just for English. It's something that's also for Aboriginal languages. So putting those languages into a contemporary situation.
The way you've both described it, I can't wait to see it. I actually want to download it already just to understand what I don't know and to try and take it on board. Mm. Regarding the scenes themselves, Lizzie, are they images based on snapshots or photos of landscapes that have been taken?
Yes, we've given... the images from books, and Inga had all these books about the landscapes that she gave to Connor, the artist, to draw.
It must be wonderful for you both to watch this, actually, to see this cross-cultural development happening as much as an attempt to really bring back a language to show us the richness of it and the importance of it as well.
Yeah, and we really love working with the computer studies students because four of them are from China, so have actually only been in Australia for a year or less themselves. So they're kind of coming to terms not just with Australia but with this whole Indigenous language world, but they were really keen to take it on because they're interested in language.
Isn't it wonderful that one of the first, I guess, windows into Australian society they have is of our First Peoples, is of Australian language as well. Mm. For you, Lizzie, that must be quite enjoyable and warming to see.
It was when we first started working with them, because I haven't worked with, you know, people like, you know, other than people from Australia. Yeah. It was scary, but it's even, it's been an eye-opener with working with computer science young people who are they're brilliant at what they do. Like, we look at what they do and we go, wow, we couldn't do that. And they probably think the same with
have to work on. Yeah.
And I think one or two of the students were interested to come aboard on this project because they wanted to transfer it into one of their indigenous languages over in China.
Fabulous. The potential is so great. I, for one, can't wait to see the final product. Lizzie Markilielis, Inga Kral, all the very best with the final stages of development. Maybe we can catch up once it's ready to go.
Yes,
well, we'll give you
definitely
a free copy. Oh, even though it's free anyway.
Oh, I'd love that.
Thank you both for coming in.
Congratulations on everything you've achieved so far. That is Lizzie Markilielis and Inga Kral, Aboriginal linguistics experts based here in Canberra. A big team working on this, well, world-first app. Of its nature, the way it will present Indigenous complex culture and language of the Nundjajara language, and very soon, hopefully, ready to roll for you to see and participate in as well.